702. The Friday Mix. Food.
Right, it's now 13 minutes past one. Yes, you would swear, you know it's Friday. Look at that queue for the cocktails, because we've brought out, what is that, a gin cocktail, gin bar, cabazela? So we've brought out a gin bar with all the beautiful treats that go with the great cocktail. And the staff here at Group M have already lined up getting their treat for today as the weekend begins with the Azania Musaka show for them. But we're talking food first up, and the Hungry Chef fed us earlier on, and joining me now is the couple behind it. That's Linnell and Dalmaine Samuel. Good afternoon.
How's it? How are you?
Hi. Very good, thank you. A husband and wife pair behind this one.
Yes.
I love the truck, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
What do you call it?
Hungry Chef.
No, just the truck. That's it?
It's just a truck.
Oh, my.
It's our truck.
Where did you find it?
We found it from Boston Food Trucks.
Wow.
Yes. So they developed it for us and made it for us.
Yes. So you have all your amenities in there.
Yeah.
But how did this concept begin? How did it start?
Well, what happened was I've always been a chef. So
yeah.
I decided to try out something new and put my food out there. So this was the best thing, because now you can just drive to the people, cook for them, and then...
I think that's the beautiful part about how the food industry has changed, because it's not just about the restaurants anymore. People who have a passion, who might not have the background in opening a restaurant, are able to then get a foot into the door.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it gives people that don't have the money to, that can't afford to open the door, that's like
a more accessible, more affordable way of doing it. But it was also born out of necessity, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. I was always employed, and then there was retrenchments at that time, and we decided, instead of me looking for another job or, you know, trying to get a different job, I would just take all that money and start off a food truck. Yeah.
What did you think of the risk he was proposing, Lino?
Oh, I was just thinking, I hope this works and it's all going to be fine. But then we also said, if everything else does fail, it's still going to be okay. We'll get another job and we'll carry on. And it's something that Dalmaine's always wanted to do, to have his own food truck. So it was just...
It's better to have tried than not to have ever tried at all, right?
That's exactly
I think kudos to both of you for jumping into this adventure.
Thank you.
Congratulations
Thank
for that.
You.
So what has the journey been like so far? So what, it's 2 years now? This is the third year.
This is the third year we're going into,
Yeah.
So it's been a very hard journey, I can say that. And it's very different. Like, for me, I'm a planner, and I like to know things are going from A to Z, and
how
we can have everything done according to our plan. And a food truck doesn't go according to any plans. It's like almost like having a child, you know. There's no plans, you just have to go with the flow.
Yeah, you think you're ready, right?
And it's been
prepare as best as you can, but it's the curveballs just come.
Yeah, the curveballs just come, and you have to, it's how you get up after the curveballs.
Absolutely.
And that's the biggest thing. And it's are you going to make it? And because I think for the first year when I left work, all I wanted to do was go back to work and run away.
Wow.
Because it's like, this is hard.
You wanted the structure.
I want the structure. I want the stability. I want to know there's a salary at the end of the month that we're going to have every single month, and that it's going to be stable.
Yeah, because initially you stayed employed.
I stayed employed, yes.
Yes,
it
while Dalmaine
was
setting it up.
Never our plan.
And then you decided to also take the plunge to help him.
Yeah, I think it must have been like a bad day at work, maybe, that I said, let me hand in my resignation letter and say I don't want to work anymore.
And you have two kids, so you can't just decide because of the two of you.
Exactly. So
you have to think of them.
It was a hard decision, but we said, if we're going to do this, let's do it properly and let's give it our all.
Yeah.
And so, the first year was tough, and eventually...
Well, what was it about the first year that was so difficult?
I think it was the fact that... So we our name was Chili Chef originally,
yes,
which was the worst choice ever, I think, because everybody just assumed, they see two Indians in this truck and they hear the name Chili Chef and they think, oh no, all they do is make chilies and curry, which is so not what we do. We do a wide range of food, from Mexican to Indian to a typical American burgers.
Yes, and we'll talk about the menu that you brought out, but you did the market thing, right? You went for the market vibe, which a lot of food trucks do.
Yes.
That's how they get their business, their regular. And more markets are springing up.
Oh,
that
yes.
means more opportunities, of course. How did you find that? Because You're sitting with the queue of people in front of you. There's this time pressure to produce food to great quality for to be presented, because we eat with our eyes first.
Yes.
And there's it's unpredictable. You don't have the luxury of a kitchen, for instance.
So that, in order to manage all of those things, it's purely planning and making sure that everything is ready, so that you're working, because you're also working in such a confined space.
Yes.
You need to make sure that you've got everything almost ready, or your prep work is done, which I think Dalmain is like
a master at it.
Yes,
really.
He's like, what does he say? Mise en place. That's his famous word. Like, do it properly, make sure that all of that is done properly, and then you can serve quickly and effectively to your clients.
Yes. So you did the markets, but your focus is actually on corporate, right?
Yes. So we changed our focus. We now do corporate functions and private parties. So like 40th birthdays, kids' birthday parties. We do product launches, trainings. Mm. And if, say, for an example, the venue can't fit our food truck, then we'll either do a pop-up for you, or we can do like a drop-off service where it's self-service as well.
Yes.
So you can help yourself instead of us being there.
Right.
So those are the three, if I could call it, things that we're currently doing.
So let's talk about the food. As you say, it's an array of influences, array of cuisine that you're able to do. And you brought us a sample of some of the favorites, the really popular stuff. Let's start with the tacos. You know, I always say, I know tacos have caught on, but they're just so difficult to eat, but yours wasn't. But the reason why they're difficult is because of the structure that they take. You have to position it. You almost have to tilt your jaw upwards to be able to take it all in. And who's to say what's going to happen? It's going to crumble. Pieces of it are going to fall out. And for a lot of people, street food is a turnoff precisely because of that, of the untidiness, if I can call it. But yours was quite together.
Yeah. So we decided to use a cone, which is like basically a hard shell taco in the shape of a cone.
Right.
And then, so it's chicken, guacamole, sour cream, salsa, and jalapeno.
Oh, wow. The kick afterwards. You know, just the right level
of
heat.
A little bit,
Yes. No, those were absolutely delicious. So it's like the toppings of a nacho, but in a taco.
Yes.
In a cone.
In a cone, yeah. So it's much easier to eat.
So much easier. So much easier. That's your secret. That's what distinguishes your tacos. And then there was the lamb pita, also mini portions of the pita.
Yeah.
And yes, maybe I'm too self-conscious. You know, I'm watching a guy now. He was struggling a little bit with taking everything in. I don't know what he's having, but standing and eating out of a little box, you know, can be complicated for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But you have found a way around it.
Yes,
your pitas, for instance, are nice miniature size.
Mm.
Tell me about those.
There's a lot of things we learned being out there, and you know, like what you said, seeing the guy trying to eat. So we learned these things.
Yeah.
And so what it is, the lamb is really a labor of love. It takes upwards of 8 hours to 10 hours to cook that lamb in an oven at like 110.
Wow.
And then we just put it in the pita with hummus homemade and tzatziki homemade.
Yes.
And salsa, basically. It's kind of a salsa, but there's no lemon juice in it.
Yes.
And that's it. And it's just and a little bit of that yogurt sauce on the top, and that's finished.
But when I was having it, I was thinking about the taste of the lamb itself.
Yeah.
So that's the secret.
The lamb.
To
the lamb
slow
is the biggest.
Cooked it is.
Slow cooked. Yeah.
At a low temperature.
Yeah, and then the influence, the spices. It's like a mixture of Indian spices and Western spices. So that's a lot of our cuisine is kind of almost, I don't want to say fusion, but it's a mixture of the two kind of cultures.
Yeah, and what I enjoyed, I must say, is that this is food that you do want for like lunch or for festivals in the middle of the day, not necessarily the heavy, big meal. And it was all incredibly delicious. The calamari, so people have chicken courgettes. You did calamari, with the dip.
Yeah. That's tartar sauce, homemade tartar sauce. Very, quite simple, but you know, it's lovely. Gherkins, very sour, some lemon juice, mayo, Hellman's mayo we use.
Yes,
really,
it's our
nice
favorite.
Some
really.
Capers.
They should know this. They should know this. I'm going to add a media agency. So, hey, if anybody's listening. And then I put an asterisk next to this, the butter chicken with roti.
Oh, yes.
Oh, whose recipe is that? Your recipe. Home recipe. Mine, yeah. So you guys have been having this for a long time, and now you're sharing it with us.
Yes, exactly. Well, we've perfected it for the customers.
Yes.
So basically, the secret there is everything has to be smooth, and it's double cream yogurt, and it's butter. Very like kind of, it's very decadent. It's very naughty. You know, people don't just eat it all the time because it's very fattening. Basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's delicious. So if you find yourself literally cleaning out that bowl, you know, the soup that's left from the butter chicken, you're not gonna be frowned on. That's what you should do because it's so tasty. And then the burgers, they are enormous. Firstly, so we know you're not selfish with your portions.
No, not at all. The first lot that you got was all our tastings.
Yes.
So something we call our something South African menu. So it's a little bit of everything from our, I would say, South African culture that everybody loves.
So
that's what you got to taste first. And then the burgers is what everybody loves.
Yes. The patty itself. Because in any burger, I think the patty needs to be the star of the burger. You know, you can't have the ketchup, the tomato sauce overwhelming it, or the taste of the tomato or whatever. What's the secret to your patties?
I love that you said that, and that's the thing. No, the sauces make up your burger. It's actually the burger patty. So the burger patty is, we make it ourselves.
Yeah.
It literally is just...
You make it yourselves?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So it's, but it's literally just meat. So all you tasted is good quality, free-range meat. And so there's nothing to hide. So you don't need to hide it with extra spices. So literally there's just only salt and pepper in it.
Yeah.
No like fillers, no bread inside of it.
Yeah.
All the things we're used to eating. Mm-hmm. It's just good quality meat. That's all.
Yes. And then my producer actually picked up a smokiness to it. Yeah. All I was doing was going, And I didn't quite, you know, I wasn't ready yet. But he just picked up on it immediately. What is the smoky touch? Because it is a touch.
Well, that was smoked mature cheddar slices.
Yes.
That was especially done for you guys. So it's just a little touch that we said, let's add something different for you. Yeah, it's just so that you have a different taste.
But how extensive is the menu?
The menu is quite big. I'll let Lynelle tell you more about
it. So, the menu, I would say on a something South African menu, there must be about 20 different options you can choose from. So we let the client say, okay, these are 20 options you can choose from, and choose 6 to 8 options, and then each person gets one thing to try off the menu. So it's especially nice if you're having like a product launch, or you've got clients that are maybe a bit fussy with their eating, and you're not sure what you want to give them. So this is a nice way of saying, you know what, come and try whatever you like. That's something we do out of the truck, or we do it as a, I wouldn't say harvest table, so that you can get to choose. Mm-hmm. And then our food truck menu, that is our big size portions. We do burgers off that. We do curry. Bunny chows are extremely popular.
Ooh,
but it's very messy to eat.
You denied us a bunny chow today.
Oi, sorry.
For the weather.
Yeah.
But you chose well.
Yeah. Everybody loves bunny chow, even in the heat though. So we do the curries. We do either bunny chows. Then we do also something very special is our naan bread with tikka chicken and coleslaw.
Ooh.
I think you're going to have to come for a tasting again.
Ooh.
We'll have to come and maybe drop off at your offices one of the day.
Such a sucker for naan bread.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so we will do another drop off for you.
With garlic, plain, with butter, with seasoning, whatever. Naan bread, I swear, is the thing. So, since you took the leap, looking back, what would you like? Are you happy with the decision you've made? I'm sure it's still scary every day. You wake up kind of catching a breath, like, we really did this.
I think I've gotten over the fear, and now it's just pushing forward and seeing where we're going to take this to the next step.
Yeah.
And how we're going to expand and grow. And this is the year that we want to expand. And now it's taking that next leap of faith and putting our big girl panties on and carrying on.
How are your girls taking it? Because you have two kids.
I've got two kids. They're fine. They actually love it. And I think for them, it's become their normal. So they think all parents stay home.
Our set is falling apart.
We'll survive.
We'll survive. Yes, no injuries to report.
So they think it's their normal. So all parents stay at home and work and cook. And they're the most fussiest eaters ever.
Yes.
I was saying that my sister made them a toasted cheese sandwich. And they're like, no, Auntie Mish, we can't eat that. It's yellow cheese. We don't eat it.
That's just so cute. And for the two of you to be able to do a project together as a couple...
It's been challenging. She kills me, almost kills me at least once a day.
It's my planning side and making sure everything is perfect. I just want perfection.
So the words, I swear I'm going to kill you.
Oh, yes, those are those famous words.
Fantastic, guys. So this is also the year for the website, but you do have a Facebook page and social media, yeah, right? Yes. And it's not, why hangry and not hungry? Hangry, because we associate, that's a combination of angry and hangry, yes, and hungry, because you're hungry, so you get angry.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. So I saw you, I read up about you, and I said, I saw you have your packed lunch, yes, before. And let's prevent you being hangry and be a nice person. Mm. When everybody's standing in the queue before they get food, they're very, yeah, angry, and we experience this.
Yeah. You can so almost hangry. Feel the anger from them.
And once you've eaten, everybody loves you.
Yeah. Yeah. When they've eaten, they come back and say, wow, that was the best burger, or that was the best meal, and you know, they're different, yeah, people altogether. So
yeah, yeah. No, but absolutely congratulations. The stars for me from the menu that you brought out was the burger.
Oh,
and like
you.
I said, I'm not big on burgers.
Yes, but I saw your face.
Really, like, that was a delicious patty. It was a really great burger. And true to what you said about the quality of the meat itself, that patty was, like, you could almost take it out and just, like, have it on its own. And then also, that butter chicken and the roti, that was delicious.
Aww.
As you say, decadent. You could, yes, tell that you didn't cut corners on that, you know, mix the ingredients or water it down. You literally gave us the best.
Yes.
And then the tacos, fantastic. So everything was really delicious, but those are my stars.
Aww,
I put
thank
asterisks
you.
Next to them, as you can see. Absolutely delicious. So all of the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Hungry
much.
Chef. Hungry Chef is where you need to go, and mainly for corporates, but you can also do for private events. If you don't want to do if you're hosting and you don't want to do the cooking, this is the sort of service that is out there. That was Linnell as well as Delmaine Samuel, the owners of Hungry Chef. And you can find them on social media, Facebook being the main place, the main portal for them.